dun 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 Max.
Doom doom.
We'll save every one of us.
Well, I mean, a lot of us.
King of the Impossible.
Oh, that's a lie. It doesn't matter.
Aww.
But I do love that song.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
It's real good. If you want a good, you out there at home want a good fun drinking game, I call it the Flash Gordon drinking game.
Ooh, I like this.
So there's beginner mode and then there's expert mode.
Okay.
Beginner mode, drink every time, drink a beer. I mean, you can play this in beer or alcohol.
Okay.
I played this on expert with alcohol.
Oh,
I was
boy.
Drinking Yukon Jack.
Okay.
Which was way cheaper when we were doing this.
Sure.
All right, so beginner mode, drink anytime a character says Flash.
Oh, no.
Expert mode, drink anytime a character or the soundtrack says Flash.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That song gets played a lot.
A whole lot. In the first, I think it said in the first 2 minutes, I think it said four times.
Oh, geez. With hard alcohol, that's bad.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't taking like huge gulps or anything. I was just taking a sip whenever I was trashed. By the end of Flash Gordon.
Now, is Flash Gordon better while trashed?
Flash Gordon's just terrific all the time. I agree. That movie.
I love that movie, too.
Yeah.
I love the Hawk people.
Oh, it's so good. What's his name? Who's the leader of the Hawkmen? Brian. Oh, I forget his name now. Oh, I'm so bad. But he's got the greatest voice. You want to live forever? Dive!
Yep.
Love that. So good.
It's got like that.
More Timothy Dalton.
I love me some Timothy Dalton.
It's so good. Top to bottom, that movie is excellent.
Top to bottom, I love me some Timothy Wait.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I mean,
I hear you. How could you not?
Like, you know, have you ever blown a guy? Yeah, but it was Timothy Dalton. Oh, well, okay.
That's almost like amazing.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I wish I had.
And then somebody's like, wait, what? And you're like, he loved it.
Yeah, exactly. This is, I mean, like, here's a Dan story.
Sure.
Went to the bathroom. This was after a Wizard World, went to the urinal next to Ray Park, at least to this day, claims he didn't look at his dong.
Okay.
Don't lie. You looked at Darth Maul's dick. Don't lie.
Was it a double dick? One on each
end? He didn't look. He claims he doesn't look. He won't tell the truth.
Why wouldn't you look?
I mean, it's Toad, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to look.
You're going to look at a celebrity.
You're going to look at their junk. Like, am I wrong here? I'm not, like, into dicks or anything.
Okay.
But I would look if I was like, oh, that's a celebrity. I want to, like, what's his dick? Like, if it was Liam Neeson, you'd want to know because that guy has, like, a prolific history about his dong, right?
Sure. You'd have to look at his. You'd be like, oh, I'd be taken by that.
You have to
say something to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Some kind of Qui-Gon Jinn quote.
Yeah. It's been too long.
I don't know. There's no good. I won't quabble about how bad of a character Qui-Gon Jinn is.
That is the gray. Look at that.
Wow, hey. That's a good movie.
Yeah, is it? I haven't watched it.
No, it's good.
I'm just trying to remember weird.
Do you like Smokin' Aces? Did you see Smokin' Aces?
Yeah, I like
same
that.
Joe Carnahan, same guy who wrote and directed Smokin' Aces, did the gray.
See, Smokin' Aces is a good example of a not great movie, but I love it.
A great friggin' movie. Not a great, but great movie.
Oh.
That movie is, I love
it's a lot
movie
of fun.
So much.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. So what'd you watch this time, Tim?
Well, first off, I got a movie that I watched just because of who was in it, and then I loved it.
Was it Ray Park's dong?
It was Ray Park's dong. It was wearing a little hat, and it sang a song, and I was like, holy
nice.
Shit, Ray Park's dong.
Nice.
God damn it.
Dan can watch this movie.
Now that has to be the Let me just write this down. Hold
Ray
on.
Ray Park's dong?
Yeah, Ray Park's dong.
Uh-huh.
And just pray I look at this paper.
A few weeks from now, I'm like, what the hell is this
about? Well, yeah, like, I barely remembered.
I feel like I'm going to get a text message in the middle of it. Why did I write Ray Park's dong on this paper?
I will remember,
because I've been telling the story for years, because I just refused to believe Dan didn't look.
We all know the truth.
Yeah, he just won a minute.
We should just ask Ray Park. He's probably like, I remember that creepy guy.
Yeah, probably. Who? That dude who kept telling me, I need to see your junk.
Hey, Ray Park, got to see your junk.
Yeah, whip it out, Darth Maul.
Yeah. Anyways, I did not see a movie starring Ray Park's dong. To my knowledge, Ray Park is not in this movie.
Okay.
I watched He Never Died.
Ooh, Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins. I love Henry Rollins as a human being, as an artist, as a musician. Love the guy.
We had talked about him as an actor for some weird reason before, but I referenced this movie. I don't think you had seen it yet.
No, I had not.
I'm glad you watched it.
This movie, so great. This is from 2015. I watched it on March 9th of this year, and it's an hour, 39 minutes. Doesn't drag at all. Comedy, drama, fantasy. Here's your description. Jack, a social outcast, is thrust out of his comfort zone when the outside world bangs on his door, and he can't contain his violent past. It's pretty vague, and vague for good reasons.
Vague for good reasons, because once you find out why, which you don't find out till towards the end.
Right, when you find out the why.
Oh, that's so cool.
But not knowing the why, the way Henry Rollins plays this role
is so good.
So good. You're like, why is he so weird?
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Why is he playing bingo?
It's so good. This is directed by Jason Krawczyk. There's too many letters that I can't do here.
Sure. Sorry,
you know,
Jason.
Big old J. Craw getting in here directing. Good old J. Craw. Woo!
His stage name.
His stage name is J. Craw when he dresses up like a lady on the weekends.
Well, you blew it. We're doing pretty good there, and then you blew it.
What? No, it's his name. J.
It's
Craw.
Not. He wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that?
I don't think he would.
But would he look at Ray Park's dong?
I mean, again, I think any reasonable human would. He probably looked at Henry Rollins' dong when they went to the bathroom together during the movie.
I just assume Henry Rollins is like,
you have to get to know your actors as a director. Like, yeah. What are you capable of? Whoa. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Henry Rollins. You know his junk is huge.
Oh, yeah.
It just, I mean, he's
and angry.
Yeah.
And angry.
Oh, yeah.
Such a weird episode. starring Henry Rollins, Boo Boo Stewart.
Sure.
Sure. And Kate Greenhouse. As I like to call it, the greenhouse effect.
Sure.
She's great in this.
She actually is really good.
She's pretty good.
Dan knows her from other things. We talked about this movie because he's a big Henry Rollins fan as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what else she is in, but I know he said that she was in something and she was excellent as well.
She seems pretty good. Yeah, I'm a big Henry Rollins fan. So to tell you how old I am, I remember going to the public library.
Okay.
And getting his autobiography, Get in the Van.
Okay.
On cassette.
Nice.
So there's like 55 of them. And listening to it, and I'm like, I don't even know what a black flag is. And I'm like, little Tim going in like, I'll listen to anything. And I was like, oh, and he reads it. He reads the audio cassette. And I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to go home and drink black coffee.
He's so rad. He's good. You ever see the movie Feast?
No.
He's in that movie. He's awesome in that movie. He's in Wrong Turn 2.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a surprisingly good sequel.
Yeah. To a okay movie?
Yeah, pretty poor.
Yeah, all right.
Pretty lackluster. I mean, the second one's surprisingly good.
Yeah, it's weird when you're like, just watch the second one. Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, they're mutants in the woods. Go. You can watch any of them now.
There you go.
Yeah.
This movie is essentially, Henry Rollins is just a strange dude. He has a lot of quirks to him, a lot of social anxieties. You don't understand what's going on.
No.
And what they're referencing to in this, where his something knocks on his door, it's a young girl. And he doesn't want to deal with her, but he's kind of like not an asshole.
Yep.
So he has a unique, very unique life.
Yes.
And you're not quite sure what's up with him. You're like, is he a normal dude? Is he just a weirdo? Is he something supernatural? Like, you don't know what's going on because so many oddball things that don't add up happen. And once you get your reveal, which of course I won't spoil for you because you need to see this, it's required. He's actually Ray Park's dong.
Sorry.
Yeah, with a hat on.
Singing.
Singing. I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
That's right.
This is my handle. This is my spout.
They're the same thing.
When he gets all riled up.
Riled up?
Riled up.
You know, riled up his dong.
Yeah. You'll hear him shout. I don't want to finish this song.
Okay.
Why? Why is it? Why is it? Why has it? This movie's fantastic. Just watch it, okay?
It is. It's really good. Henry Rollins plays this, like, he has this weight and baggage. I mean, Henry Rollins, if you're not familiar with him outside of music, he is a spoken word artist. He is a poet. He really understands and has like a pretty deep, complex personality. He's a big humanitarian, like philosophy kind of guy. Really interesting cat. And he just brings a lot of that baggage to this particular role. And I mean, this is, until you know the conceit, it's a hell of a role to ask somebody to play.
And this movie wouldn't be as good with anybody else playing it.
I don't think
anybody could play it as good as him.
His subtleties in this movie are so good, and he's trying to be so, and like he slowly kind of, you just watch the strings snap that are kind of holding him back. And it's just,
right.
It gets pretty messed up.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a sweet movie.
Yeah, so you need to watch it. So IMDb, they gave it a 6.4, their favorite grade.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes, the critics gave it 87%. The audience gave it 64%. I feel like you just had like a similar rating.
I mean, this is kind of how they all go, right?
That's weird. I gave it a 7 out of 10.
I think that's fair.
I think it is, too. I mean, it's a great movie. It's a movie I want to watch.
It's a movie that its shortcomings are it's a low-budget feature.
Right.
The fight scenes aren't quite as well choreographed and over the top. You're not going to go see John Wick.
Right.
Like, these are kind of very simple fight scenes.
But I think that's good.
It fits the theme of the movie. It's just everything's... The production design's not astounding. Everything's pretty sparse and Spartan. Again, for good reason. It's a low-budget movie. They were aware of that when they were writing it and telling the story. I think they did a nice job of writing around everything they needed to write around. But you can tell at the end of the day, its shortcomings come from just, you know, they could have used another, you know, half a mil.
Sure. Now, there's a lot of talk of there being a sequel to this.
That'd be sweet.
I don't know if that'll ever happen, but I would love to see it.
Sure. Absolutely.
I mean, if he's just going to be that kind of a character, like, I'll watch even a bad movie with him.
Henry Rollins is great.
He is. So that's it. What you got, fool?
So I'm playing this on hard mode because my dumbass forgot to write the title in. So I had to read the description and what else I had to try to figure out what the hell this movie was.
I hope you're wrong like halfway through.
I hope not. This is 2017's Dave Made a Maze.
Oh, I watched this.
Did you?
Yes, this is the movie that you recommended that I watched that I didn't talk about because you hadn't gotten to it on Tapes and Scows yet.
Nice.
I watched this movie. I love this movie.
This movie is super good.
It's wild.
It's so different and interesting. They listed out as adventure horror, and I added on comedy, because I do think there's a lot of black comedy elements
in
this movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It is directed by Bill Watterson. It is starring Nick Thune, Mira Rohit Kambani? Sorry about
that. Sure.
And Christian Vangsness, who is in Criminal Minds.
Okay.
She's the techie in computer, or Criminal Minds, the techie computer woman.
She's good in this.
She's a lot of fun. She plays like the perfect, really annoying friend.
Did you notice the one guy that's in it is an animation voice? A famous animation voice?
Maybe not.
The director.
Uh-huh.
I'm watching this movie and I'm like, he is so familiar.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I can't place it.
Yeah, the guy who's doing the documentary about it?
Right. It's the voice that's familiar.
Okay.
He's Rusty Venture.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I looked it up after the fact. I'm like, there's something about him. I was like, I don't even know if it's his face. But then again, who knows,
Ooh,
right?
Maybe I can fully get Paul to watch this movie now. He loves Venture Brothers.
This is such a Paul movie.
It is.
Paul, buddy, listen to me. Listen to me, bud. If there was ever a movie that you would love, it is this. Even if you're like, whatever, it's dumb. The set design of this movie is so intense, you'll love it.
It's awesome. And there's also a wrestler in this movie. The Minotaur.
Oh, yes. It's John Morrison,
yes.
John Hennigan, John Johnny Impact, Johnny Nitro.
Yep. I think John Morrison is the credit in the movie.
It might be. Like Hennigan, I think is his real name. But he changes his name every time he goes somewhere new.
Is that true?
To wrestle. Right, yeah. He started on WCW Nitro. He's Johnny Nitro.
Oh, okay.
He went to WWE. They called him John Morrison because he looked kind of like Jim Morrison.
Interesting.
They gave him that kind of a gimmick. He went to Impact Wrestling. He was Johnny Impact.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So the summary of the movie, again, this is a Max original.
Oh, I like it.
Synopsis here.
Yeah.
Dave makes a maze. And his girlfriend and friends suffer the maze's fate.
Ooh, nice.
It's literally a dude makes a cardboard maze in his apartment.
Yep.
Right in the middle of the living room.
Yep.
It doesn't look very big, but he seems to be trapped in there somehow.
Right.
And eventually a group of his friends and his girlfriend all go into the maze, and it's gigantic and labyrinthian, and it's all made of, like, cardboard. It's very Michel Gondry-esque, where it's very cardboardy. And, like, handmade, there's duct tape and different construction paper and all kinds of crazy shit.
It's so good.
But there's a minotaur in the maze that can really kill you. There are traps in the maze that can really kill you. People get decapitated. There are weird cardboard approximations of people in this very uncanny valley way.
Oh, there are some switches. I don't want to spoil them, but it's like, you're live action one second and you're not the next.
Yeah.
And I laughed so hard. But, like, in a great way, I'm like, this is so brilliant.
Yeah.
Whoever thought of this was either on, like, way too many drugs or I don't know.
I think they were on the perfect amount of drugs.
The perfect amount of drugs.
No matter what that is for them, it was the perfect amount. Could be zero, could be a ton.
Could be. Kids, know your limit.
Yeah. Batman has no limits.
No, he doesn't. No, he totally doesn't.
One of my favorite Dark Knight quotes. But, yeah, no, this movie's awesome. And like Tim said, the production design will totally knock your socks off.
It's insane.
Just prepare for if you're into movies that tonally shift really fast, it's a really good, like, it keeps you on your toes because it goes from funny to messed up to confusing to back to funny, just all quick. Like, within a scene, all that happens sometimes.
Right, and sometimes you're looking at things and you're like, that's very silly looking, but I know it's going to try to kill them.
Yeah.
You know?
It's awesome. Where, like, you see, like, very, like the labyrinth. Mm-hmm. Like, you see one thing in a certain way, and then, like, the camera will move, and you see, like, it fully develop into something else, and you're like, oh, wow, that's really cool. Like, there's some wild shit in this movie.
I don't know if I've ever seen a more inventive movie.
It's awesome.
Using its scenery and its set pieces.
If you're looking for a book recommendation, there is a... So imagine Dave Made a Maze, right?
Mm-hmm.
But imagine that it is a 100% pure horror movie, and there's this book called House of Leaves that is basically... Horror Dave Made a Maze.
Nice.
It is scary, and it's a non-traditional book, so like some pages you have to read upside down, some you have to read with a mirror, some are handwritten. It's a wild book.
I have heard of that book, actually.
Yes, it is awesome. It is scary. It's legitimately, like, frightening.
That's
it's
great.
Really good. It made me very uncomfortable a lot when I was reading it. It took me months to read because I'd get through parts of it and just have to step away from it and digest what happened. It was
That's
wild.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And it's definitely worth your time. For Dave Made a Maze, IMDb gave this a 6.2. Again, right in the sixes where they love to be.
Yep.
Rotten Tomato critical rating of 85%, which
that's
I think
fair.
Is reasonable.
Yeah, that's fair.
Audience gave it the old good old 69.
Oh!
I gave it a 7.5.
That's fair. That's more than fair.
I think it's worth seeing for the production value. I think it's easily a rewatch.
Yeah, I would probably put it between a 7 and an 8 myself. So
there you go. Two high numbers from us.
Hey, high five!
We did that.
I just wanted to do that because it was a thing from Dave. Made a Maze. Hey, high five!
Yep.
Hey, you're great. High five!
Yes, that's the part I was talking about, the weird puppets. Oh,
so
my
good.
God, it's so creepy.
Oh, man. You know what? Just high five, everybody.
It's so good.
You'll love it. Watch that movie and you'll know. You'll know that's the great part. So my next movie, I saw in the theater.
Whoa.
I think this is the first theater movie for me.
Movie theater.
I went down to my local theater and I gave
them. That ain't cheap in New Jersey, dude.
Yeah, no. It was a date night. That's why this worked.
Okay.
So the wife and I went down to see Captain Marvel.
Nice.
We saw it the weekend it came out, I believe. I didn't write that down because I suck, but just Google that if you care enough, you weirdo.
Yeah. When was Tim going out with his wife?
When did I go out with my wife? Fortnight ago. It's from this year, this movie, of course. It's 2 hours, 3 minutes.
That's not bad for a Marvel movie. That's actually pretty quick.
Action, adventure, sci-fi.
A.K.A. comic book.
Yeah. Carol Danvers becomes one of the universe's most powerful heroes when Earth is caught in the middle of a galactic war between two alien races.
Hmm.
Not terrible. Not terrible.
Okay.
This is directed by Anna Boden. I think I said that right. And Ryan Fleck, I believe, is the writer, and he like co-directed or something.
Nice.
Starring Brie Larson, Samuel L. Jackson, Ben Mendelsohn, Jude Law, Annette Bening. All kinds of people showing up at comic book movies nowadays.
Well, they like money.
Yeah.
I heard Disney checks cash, so that's interesting.
Really? Since when?
Since forever,
since
I guess.
Steamboat Willie, asshole.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I mean, I'll never get one, so I won't know, but I heard,
no, that's
I
not
hear
true.
They don't bounce.
That's not true. I'll get you a check from the mouse.
All right. I appreciate it.
Or I'll just give you some of that funny money with Goofy on it.
Okay.
Or maybe like one of those three-eared pancakes.
Hmm.
You want me just to make you some pancakes, buddy?
I mean, I'll take pancakes.
Yeah, let's just make some pancakes next time.
Okay.
I'll come over earlier. We'll
Bob Iger, come make us some pancakes.
There you go. Did you see this?
I have not seen it.
You have not seen this. Okay. Well, I thought this movie was...
I saw Captain Marvel in a different movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I seen her.
I'm sure that'll come up later.
I bet it will.
So, this is your first female-fronted superhero Marvel movie, I guess?
It makes sense, yeah.
I was like, wait, Wonder Woman happened.
Yeah, that's DC.
That's DC. Carol Danvers is a really cool character, both in the comics.
Oh, we forgot about Elektra.
Good, good, good. Let's go back to that.
Yeah.
Let's go back to forgetting about Elektra. God, yeah, you know, they always make a big deal about this.
Womp, 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 Elektra.
Let's not talk about Elektra.
Sorry, Jennifer Garner.
There's some weird ninja with tattoos that attack you.
And ninja.
Hey, high five!
You could hear that one, probably.
I like it. This movie's really good. Carol Danvers is a test pilot. They cover her history. Also, it's worth pointing out this happens in the 90s.
Yes, so the soundtrack's ballin', I heard.
The soundtrack is great. All the little references, all the little nods. There's parts where she's wearing like a Nine Inch Nails shirt.
Sure.
I'm like, yeah, little nods like that I love.
I saw some of the still only stills. I didn't see the animation of it, but Samuel L. Jackson's youthening looked great.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very well done. They also used it for Clark Gregg.
Nice.
He has an appearance.
Oh, I love Clark Gregg.
Who is Agent Coulson, since it's in the past.
Also, just get on, like, Choke. Did you ever see Choke?
Yes.
Written for the screen and directed by Clark Gregg. Also, it has Clark Gregg in the film.
I didn't know that, and I watched that movie.
Oh, yeah.
That movie's great.
That movie is great.
It's weird, but it's great.
Yes. Chuck Palahniuk.
Yes, the Fight Club guy, right?
Correct.
Look at us remembering things.
Yeah, Choke is excellent. Check that one out.
I just always remember, the ending always stuck with me on the airplane. Anyways.
Sam Rockwell's great.
Sam Rockwell is one of the greatest actors ever.
Yep.
I will, because of Moon. Moon alone is enough for me to just always drool over Sam Rockwell.
I recommended that not too long ago.
Because you're right.
Yeah, movie's sick.
He was also in a bad Marvel movie, but let's not talk about that. If you know nothing about Carol Danvers, I think this movie does a really good job of explaining who she is, especially in regards to this universe. It's a little different, but it kind of needs to be.
Sure.
And Marvel sort of retconned it a bit in their comics to compensate for this. I feel like it'd be difficult to explain Mar-Vell and this history of Captain Marvel being
right.
a male character before she became Captain Marvel. Yes, fanboys, she was Captain Marvel too.
Yep.
She was Miss Marvel for years. She's not a new character. She's been around since the 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
It's a great movie in how they're telling this space story and making it also like this weird feel-good movie. I know a lot of people are like, oh, we don't need this empowering woman movie,
those
blah, blah, blah.
Stupid.
I feel like we do.
Yeah, after watching a bunch of small female, what do you call those, girls? Watching Wonder Woman and just like punching at the air.
Yeah.
It was great. It's like everybody can go fuck themselves because everybody needs a hero.
I agree. Yeah. And I think Brie Larson is taking to the role. She's taking to the fans.
Yeah.
I mean, you see her hugging little girls and like it's fantastic.
Absolutely.
She's really good in this.
Is she as good in this as she is in Scott Pilgrim?
Yes.
Okay.
I had to think
that one?
No, not at all. You threw me off my game.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Oh my
God. It's a fantastic
movie.
High five. I'm just gonna keep doing it.
We love Scott Pilgrim.
It's another good comic book movie.
Yes, it is. One of my favorites. I mean, Edgar Wright. Come on.
I would say this movie is probably the best jumping on point you could have created for this character. It ties in well to the other movies. It's the flashback movie because at this point, Infinity War had just happened.
Yep.
And it's a huge downer.
Everybody want to know, how does this fit in?
Right. And it does tie back in before you go see Endgame. I think it was done really well. I like the introduction of the Skrulls. The Skrulls are done super well.
Excellent.
The
something I've been waiting for them to introduce.
The Skrulls are very good in this, as are the Kree.
Nice.
Both races are represented really well. I like that it's kind of like, well, they kind of make it a point more towards the middle because you don't really understand what's going on initially. Like,
did you? Or do you think most people did?
I think most people didn't. That you don't understand that, like, they're going to try to push home that, like, hey, there's scumbag Kree and there's good Kree. Hey,
yeah.
There's scumbag Skrulls and there's good Skrulls. And it's kind of like this big, like, I don't know, moral kind of compass
sure.
that you got to check in this movie. The only complaint I could see someone having with this movie is by the end of the movie where she's fully Captain Marvel-y, full of power, full of energy, she comes off a little too powerful in my point
sure.
of view. I think she's a little too strong too quick,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's kind of like, wow, she's just going to go after everybody so headstrong, and like I just think it was a little much too quick.
Right.
I think it fits the character, but I think if you don't know the comics, you're going to feel a little off by this.
I mean, I've had this conversation a lot about Star Wars with people.
Sure.
You have Rey, who just seems to be quite good at everything.
Right.
And we had to watch Luke suffer to not be good. Like, Luke genuinely sucks through all the original Star Wars movies, right? Like, even when he's trying to be cool in Jabba's palace, he still fucking sucks. Because he doesn't realize that he can't mind control Jabba. Because he's a goddamn idiot. And it's just like, all right, that's cool. Like, he sucks. You want him to be good so bad, but he just sucks.
Star Wars, if you want to send us your hate mail, capesandscowls@gmail.com.
Bob Iger, don't forget about our pancakes. But he does, right? And I'm not saying that anything's bad about that, because we're all human. We all fail at what we try to do all the time. That's why we love Luke.
Right.
Rey doesn't really fail too often. Rey's been successful in pretty much everything she set out to do.
Which has been fairly fantastical.
Yes. And so I know a lot of people accuse her of being a Mary Sue, which I don't think is entirely accurate.
No.
But I think that she's definitely had a lesser time of it than poor Luke, who sucked all the way up into the end.
I mean, I don't mind that, not to go off on too much of a tangent, but I don't want the explanation to just be, well, she's stronger with the Force.
Yep.
Like, make it a reason. Make it like she's just, maybe it's a little bit if she's strong with the Force, maybe she's just damn lucky.
Yeah.
But, like, address it. Don't just be like, well, she did all these things, and she's on top of the pile of bodies in the end. Like, yeah. That's not what we
want. Right, and we don't want Captain Marvel to go from inexperienced, holy cow, I'm Captain Marvel, to now I'm an expert at being Captain Marvel.
Right. I mean, she's always aggressive. She's always a soldier because she was in the Air Force. Yeah. She was a pilot. All this stuff of her when she's not Captain Marvel is really good. Nice. I really enjoyed it. There are great cameos in this.
Awesome.
I will say I was the only one in the theater, and this just shows you how stupid of a nerd I am. There's a cameo from Kelly Sue DeConnick, who is the writer of Captain Marvel, when she got her first... It's a throwaway thing. She's literally just getting off a train, but... I recognized her. I was like, oh, it's it. I was like, oh, no one else cares. Got it. It's just me.
I did have the Stan Lee cameo spoiled for me,
which
I thought was fucking magnificent.
It is fantastic. I wasn't going to say it, but if it was spoiled for you, you know.
I won't spoil it for anybody else, but.
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
It's so perfect for the movie.
Yep.
So that's it. I think the movie was good. So IMDb, they gave it a 7.1.
Okay.
The critics on Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 78%. The audience, now remember, everybody was like, let's give it a bad review.
They had to strip out the early ratings on this one because people are trying to drive it into the ground.
So ridiculous. Yep. The audience score is 56%.
Yeah. You guys can suck it. Get over yourselves.
I agree. I gave it a 7.5.
Nice.
I think it's a really solid movie. It does what it needs to do and gives you a little more.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I will.
I like you.
Good.
Yay.
This movie I wrote down the title of.
Oh.
So things are going swimmingly.
Not hard mode anymore, huh?
Nope. It's the 1981 fantasy epic.
Ooh.
John Boorman's Excalibur.
Excalibur!
This movie is awesome.
Okay.
The summary is, it's just fucking King Arthur.
Okay.
So that's get over it. Helen Mirren is in this movie. Liam Neeson, the aforementioned.
Ooh.
Big Donger himself. Patrick Stewart is in this movie. This movie has everybody in it.
Who do you think has the more impressive dong now that we're on dong talk all day? Welcome to dong talk.
Who between who?
Patrick Stewart and Liam Neeson.
I mean, at this point in their ages, probably still Neeson because he's younger.
I don't think that matters.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think so.
No?
No. It's all about the blood flow.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd have to see to judge it fairly.
If I set up this contest, you would judge?
Sure.
All right, that's fair.
I mean, I don't care. But, you know, how many dicks, though? I saw Patrick Stewart's dick and Liam Neeson's dick in this contest once. That's a great story, right?
That's really
some drinks.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm cool with that.
That's true.
I don't. Again, all these people who are worried about their dongs with their Captain Marvel hate and all that, get out of here.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Get your dong out of here.
Yeah, come on. I watched this in March. It is 2 hours and 20 minutes, so it's a long boy.
Okay.
But it is awesome. I mean, it goes over the entire legend of King Arthur from him pulling Excalibur all the way to him dying. It's just awesome all the way through.
I love a story that's a whole arc like that.
It's great. It's so gritty. It feels so... The armor in this movie feels heavy. The swords feel heavy. They're not just, like, awesome. Like, they're not badasses. They're dudes wearing metal suits trying to swing metal sticks. This shit sucks. They're trying to ride horses and shit? Like, get the hell out of here. Like, you feel like this would suck balls.
Yeah.
And that King Arthur is great because he can manage to, you know what I mean, he captivates people and finds the right people to, you know what I mean, work with him, the Knights of the Round Table. It just all feels like it's a lot of work. Helen Mirren is a bad guy in this movie.
Nice.
And she is awesome, and it's awesome. From top to bottom, there's some special effects in this that are mind-boggling. It's awesome. The armor is just unbelievable. Everything about this movie is awesome. It's so much fun to watch.
Do you think it was real armor or?
It was aluminum armor.
Okay.
I watched this I think it's a 5 or 6 part tested. Adam Savage went and met the guy who made all Terry English, who made all the armor.
That's really cool.
And he had the Arthur armor, like a reproduction of it, because Adam made himself an Excalibur from the movie because he loves the movie.
Nice.
And it's awesome. It's awesome to see. Like, all of its hand pounded out with a fucking hammer. Like, when you hit with it, it's interesting when I was watching it, he hits things with a hammer, right? And the way he has to hit this thing is, you have a muscle here in your arm, in your forearm. His muscle has, like, this giant, ungodly bulge from him smashing things with a hammer his whole life.
Wow.
Yeah, dude's a monster. He's not big or anything. He's a small dude, but he has this giant, crazy muscle that no one else has because he's hitting things with a hammer all day.
You hear that, kids? Hammers.
Yeah. You want to look like Sylvester Stallone and Over the Top? Yeah. But yeah, Excalibur's super good. If you like King Arthur, it's way worth your time. It's not like slick or stylized. It's very salt of the earth, kind of. Like, it would suck to be a knight of the round table.
I love medieval stories in general. I have not seen this one. I watched a terrible medieval one that we'll get to later.
Nice.
But I will definitely check this out.
IMDb score 7.4 out of 10.
Okay.
So pretty high for IMDb.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomato critical score 79%. Audience score 80%.
Oh, I love that.
So 7.4, 79, and 80. So all clustered right in the middle, I gave it a 7.5 out of 10.
Nice. I mean, that's fairly definitive to me.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome movie.
Does it appeal to people who aren't into medieval, per se? Can you, like, just be like, this is a good movie, check it out?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a fan of film, it is, like, John Borman is aces at composing these shots. He understands these really beautiful wides he needs to get. He understands these close-ups. Him shooting people on a horse just is great. Like, it's not trying to be cute. He's not trying to make them look awesome. Like, they're not John Wayne's on a horse just looking great. They look like riding a horse sucks balls, but they're doing it because they're badasses.
I like that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Awesome. Well, I suppose that be it.
High five.
High five! Oh!